Hey, this is Max Harding, and I'm joined by Matthew Fox for another rating list. And today, Matthew is rating the... Stop it.
What did I do?
Today, Matthew is rating the Survive the Tribes in Daybreak. Apologies. Alright, this is the ones that he'd most feel like he'd survive in. But before we begin, it's worst to best. And also, before we begin again, how was your day?
So, my day was fine, Max, so far. I woke up at, like, 7:30, slept for about an hour. I mean, no, I was awake for an hour, like, in bed. Woke up, got dressed, usual stuff. Went downstairs, played on the Xbox, played with my best friend, Max, you know.
I feel honoured. Alright, but we shouldn't keep you waiting. Alright, let's go. Who's coming in? At 8, okay. The worst.
So, my worst choice would be the Chermazons. Well, I mean, firstly, because it's an old girls tribe and I'm a boy.
Mm-hmm. Self-explanatory.
Yeah. And before you have to get it into the tribe, you can't just walk up and say, hey, I want to join. You have to go through these little tasks with, like, learning to choose water over food and, like, surviving against ghoulies, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit too much
yeah.
For just the tribe. I mean, you don't have to do that with any of the other tribes. Right. Well, anything else to add?
I mean, not really. I really don't know what else to add on because it's a really simple group.
Yeah, it's really simple. You're not a boy. You're not a girl.
Exactly.
You're not a boy. You're not a girl. All right. Well.
You're not a boy. You're not a girl. What am I? Okay. Yeah.
You're an alien. Alright. You're a wizard, Harry. Alright, go in. What's next on your list?
Okay, so my next choice would be the steampunk, or is it stempunks?
Stempunks, yeah.
Stempunks, because, I mean, I want to say they're science-y, right? I'm not the best in science, I guess. And they're trying to create, like, a society, a government, again, to stop, like, leadership and thing. Trying to make a government or whatever. So they tried executing the jocks leader.
Turbo. How it failed.
But then they failed, because the leader in, like, or, like, the next leader, whatever, you know? Yeah,
Turbo.
I don't know. Yeah, well, just whatever. He, came up, or whatever, took the gun and made the stempunks bow down, and I mean, I really wouldn't want to be in a position where
I've just insulted
like insulted and having to be put up to die and entertain, you know.
Right.
Yeah, also, like, they're like one of they're like
they're like what?
They're like a wannabe, like, leader, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to lead, but then they don't want to think. They want to create a government, but they want to show that they're strong, you know? Yeah. But, yeah.
All right, well. Anything else to add?
No. That's it.
All right, well then, introduce the next one.
So, the next one would be the Disciples of Kardashian. Kardashian.
Yeah, Kardashian.
Kardashian. What, is that like them?
It's like Kardashians,
but... Yeah. Oh, yeah, but, yeah. Because, I mean... It's just a society or tribe, whatever, clan, that just worships...
fashion, trying to keep
fashion. Yeah, like fashion, the Kardashians, it's not really... I mean, if you're in like a zombie apocalypse or whatever, and you're trying to survive, and then just over here just, hey, look, Kardashians, woohoo. You know? And trying to keep everything...
I mean, that's not important.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like food, water.
I mean, you need food, water. If I was like running around the streets naked, yeah.
I mean, that would be a bit better than being eaten by ghoulies.
Yes, exactly.
Anything else to add?
No.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
next, enlist me with your next one.
My next one would be the golf team, because and they all die in the thing. They would, like, died to stupid ways, ghoulies, explosions, you know? And I mean, they're like, yeah, they have like the golf carts and the golf clubs, weapons, and they survive against the ghoulies, but like...
Not for long.
Not for long, yeah, exactly. I mean, they're not the best. I mean, they're like, okay, I don't know. They're like, they're nerds, basically.
Yeah, they think they're good, but...
Yeah, they think they're good. They're cocky. They try, they think, oh, we're so good. You come, join, like, you know. Then they're like torturing a little girl. And then, yeah, just, yeah.
Mm. All right.
Don't know what else to add. No. So.
Enroll me with the next one.
So, the next one.
Is?
The jocks. The because, jocks. Yeah, they're a strong,
Tribe.
Because, yeah, they've got a leader, they've got all, like, the jocks, the rugby players, whatever. Yeah. They're all, like, strong people. Strong. They're a strong tribe.
They're all technically athletes, but not all of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They've got such a big number, they're, like, the main tribe that takes over everyone.
But then what they do is they kill people for fun. They drop people into pits of ghoulies.
Yep.
To get they killed make them sing. And then they sing, don't they? Yeah. No, they make them sing. Yeah, they make them sing on a stage. Not good enough, if it's not good enough,
he puts the thumbs down.
Yeah, he goes like that, and he goes.
And they drop them.
Yeah. and then they've also got like back where the stem punks, the leader of the stem punks got put into like one of those things. To sing, was it? Or was it to...
No, it was like
a little play show.
Yeah, it was like play.
And he had to, like, show that Turbo wasn't a bad kid or whatever. And he did a good job. But then Turbo was like, nah.
And sent him to die.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else to add?
No. But, I mean, yeah, no.
Another thing I've got something to add is I really hate this, but he didn't get betrayed. But there's a Turbo. There's a whole episode about him being betrayed by someone in the fight. But actually, in the fight where they go to the Daybreakers, in the mall, and then he says somebody shot him in the back.
Mm.
And now and then nobody did. But then one of the golf team members got blamed. I think it was like Larry. Or, don't want to know.
They killed him.
Larry. What?
So they killed him.
Yeah. But he basically had sin. And then he died, but then later you find out that it was all not a joke, but it was all set up and he was framed. But yeah, so.
Wasn't that just like because he was worried that he was going to get taken over by golf people?
No.
Just for fun.
Not for fun. I'm not sure why he's doing it. He's got a bit of a messed up mind.
Yeah, I mean, he can't talk, so you know.
Yeah, why doesn't he talk? That really annoys me. It's just like. Say something wrong.
Yeah, but on to the next one.
Alright.
Next one would be the Daybreakers, because they try, I guess. They may not have like a lot of food or like weapons, whatever, but they have like bunkered down into the mall, or, like the shopping place.
Yep.
So they have like an open space of their own place.
Yeah.
It's led by Josh and currently like basically their whole clan is just or tribe
random people.
Yeah, it's just random people, like just random survivors. And then they don't really have a purpose, like with like the jocks, they're all the athletes. The Chermazons, they're all the girls, the stem punks, scientists, government people, you know? They're just like anything.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to fight for survival, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah.
They're not really. They haven't got. I mean, I guess they have got weapons.
Yeah, I mean they've got like flamethrower. Let me only say flamethrower. She's got a flamethrower, the girl.
Yeah. And the pacifist. Yeah. Hey, that's the first time I said that. Pacifist.
yeah, like the.
Samurai.
Yeah, the samurai. Yeah. Wesley, he has a sword and like ninja outfit, kind of. Josh, what does Josh have?
Josh has a sword, but he's not very good with it.
Yeah.
Until the end. He uses his skateboard as a shield. That's actually quite cool, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. I remember. But, yeah. Okay. All right. That's it.
Anything else to add?
No.
All right. Well, then, let's move to the next one.
The next one. Hey. Okay.
Talk sorry, isn't this?
Yeah, so...
All right. That's it?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it is.
Daybreak Stop always it. Say third one, yeah.
Alright, who's coming in at number three?
Number two is...
Number two?
Yeah, Daybreak is what's number
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is the 4-H Club, because they're surviving, okay? Like, good. They have food, they have livestock, they have crops.
I know, this is, like, a really hard thing to make in an apocalypse.
Yeah, like, it's like, there's no, like, proper way to... I don't know, you haven't got, like, the best sunlight or whatever.
Yeah, you've got,
water.
Not infected, but, like...
Poison, like, just, yeah, infected soil. Water. Yeah,
and,
like,
and yeah.
unhealthy, or, like, dry soil.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, and they, like, exchange the, or, like, give,
Sheep.
Sheep or crops to, other tribes to get, to pass through, or to, like, get protection.
I mean, yes, protection, but what they do is if you want to pass through their land, then they, if you give them junk food, they let you go through their land. Yeah, it's like the other way around then. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, they like survive and they grow food. They have food to survive off and, yeah.
In my opinion, there's four things that you need to survive. You need food, water.
Yeah, food, water, like weapons.
Not necessarily, but fighting.
Like
and then
least,
shelter.
Yeah.
And then if you've got, but they've got food and water, and I guess they do technically have weapons, but not really, and they're not really fighters. They're more farmers.
Yeah, they're more like a passive tribe.
But they have got shelter, so yeah, exactly. So.
And like, yeah, they could easily be like taken over by any other tribe.
That's
somebody could
they,
just
like,
walk in and just yeah.
Sheep and stuff.
Mm.
All right. Well, who's coming in at number one then?
So, my top choice, or my best choice, would be the Game Overs, or just the Gamers, because they're like, flying under the radar.
They're not
hiding.
Even on the map, you don't
exactly.
see it at the start.
They don't, they are a tribe, but they're not fighting.
Actually, although, they are,
they're assassins.
Skilled
but like,
assassins. They're not just gamers, they're also...
I mean, it's like...
Call of Duty real
like,
life.
The jocks or something, they're like a tribe, they stay up on the surface or they stay...
Yeah,
like
everybody
out.
Knows about them.
Yeah, but the Game Overs, they're like in a van with like games and...
Yeah.
They have like satellites all around the world.
Yeah.
Playing games, Call of Duty.
Sounds like quite fun.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, if you want to survive, then you don't want any tribes knowing where you are.
Yeah, but then like the bad thing is it's small. They don't have, I mean... Yeah, they're probably all around the world.
Yeah, but they're not all in a group together.
Yeah, no, they're not all in a group, and they can't all have, like, food. Because they eventually, obviously, everyone's going to eventually run out of food. Unless you grow it, therefore, that's why the 4-H Club is good.
Yeah.
But...
You've got infinite. If you can keep up your livestock, you've got infinite.
But, like, these guys, they're, like, under the radar, so...
They know how to sneak around.
Yeah, if they need food, they'd probably steal it or something. Or water, they'd probably steal it without, like, taking little amounts, so it's not obvious.
Right.
But, yeah.
Anything else to add?
No, but, yeah, overall, like... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, no, overall, they're, like, all good things. Like, all good traps in their own way. But it's just, like...
It depends
what,
who
personality
you are.
Or who you are. Yeah, because, like, if you don't like science or, like, citizenship or like government or whatever, then you're not going to choose the Sandpunks.
If you're a boy, you're not going to choose Jamazons.
Exactly. If you don't like the Kardashians, you're not going to choose the Disciples of Kardashians. Golf, you're not going to choose. But yeah.
Alright, if you disagree with any of this, guys, this was Matthew's opinion, and if you disagree, then cool. I mean, it doesn't really affect, but if you agree, then even better.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Now, things I want you to do, guys, I want you to subscribe if you enjoyed it, I want you to add it. I mean, tell your friends, tell everyone, tell your mum, your dad, your table.
Your gran.
Your gran.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully you enjoy it. Catch you on the next one.